ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. A very good morning to you all. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and Yana with the board. I'm Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the daily country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Going to jump straight in. We've got a beautiful lady, Aaliyah Cameron from Marawa Law. Very good morning, Aaliyah. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. I'm really well, thank you.
Great to see you. Thank you very much for coming in. Our topic today, refinancing your home mortgage, is it worth it? When we're talking about COVID-19 and what's happening financially and the world turned upside down, people are grasping at their mortgage or complicated in regard to what should I do here? That's the question. So intro to the question, refinancing your home mortgage, is it worth it?
That's it. Look, as you said, many of us may not remember the last time we had a close look at our mortgage or know what we're even paying back or the interest rate is. Look, it is a good thing to review from time to time and really reassess, you know, is it worth sticking with the financial institution I'm with? Mm-hmm. Should I change? Should I do those things? And I suppose we're hesitant to do it, because it's a lot of palaver to even get the loan to begin with and all the documents and giving, you know, all your pay slips, and they want to know the ins and outs of a duck's backside. Mm. But it is worth it, and it can make a huge difference to your money.
It's worth investigating then, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, look, there are some benefits. As we said, interest rates obviously can alter significantly with some banks. There might be better flexibility that you can obtain. And, you know, over time, it might be that you want to borrow a bit more because you want to do some renovations, all sorts of things.
Sure.
Can lead you to decide. But as we know with all these sorts of things, there are terms and conditions, you know, with anything. If you want to change, if you want to go to someone new. So there are costs involved. So one of those things is called a discharge fee. And or you know, commonly known as a termination fee.
Mm.
And that's when your current lender may require you to pay some money to get out of that
contract. You're breaking a so-called contract, aren't you?
You are breaking a contract. So say you're borrowing $100,000 for 30 years, you're breaking that contract. So they're like, right, well, that's getting out of it.
Here's the fee.
There is a fee, and it depends on your particular terms and conditions. Sometimes there's a break fee that you have to pay. So if you have a fixed rate home loan, which some people do, even for a period of time, and you want to refinance before the end of that term, you'll have to pay a break fee. Once again, you've got to check your specific contract terms. And then there's this thing called exit fees. And interestingly enough, lenders have actually been banned from charging early exit fees on loans taken out after 1st of July 2011. So there was actually a change in the law around that. And that was, I suppose, one thing that a lot of people were hesitant to change banks because of that exit fee. But now they're not allowed to do it, so it's much easier for you to get out of the contract you're in.
Well, that's virtually locking an individual or couple into that contract in regards to, I don't know, virtually got them by the throat, you know, locked them in and can't move. So authorities have come and said, no, get rid of the exit fee.
That's it. And it was quite unfair because we all know the amount of money you need to borrow to buy your home, biggest thing you'll no doubt ever do.
Biggest investment.
And if you're locking that in for 30 years, which most of us take to pay off, or there is, you know, many of us don't even get the chance to do that. So that's why they looked at it, went, look, this is ridiculous. You need to have that flexibility. And it keeps, I suppose, the market competitive as well.
Sure.
Keeps them on their toes. And that's what we want with the banks. So once again, if you exit, you're going to someone else, there are fees again. They get you at every turn. But for a lot of people, it's still worth considering the change. So some banks have a application fee to consider, you know, your application.
So this is the new banks you're talking
that's
to
it.
Now?
Yeah. Some people charge a valuation fee. So that's working out, you know, if you've already got a property, what it's worth, whether they'll lend to you. So that might be up to about $600. And then, of course, there's a settlement fee. And that can range. So that's obviously when they register the mortgage over the property, etc. Mm-hmm. And to attend the settlement itself. So there's all those sorts of fees at play. But as I said, it might be worthwhile still, given the huge amounts of money we all pay in repaying our mortgages and the interests associated with it, that it might be worthwhile doing a bit of a switch.
And doing a bit of a switch, it could be better for you in the long run. Like I said, if you do your numbers, do the facts and figures, so to speak, you may be able to pay your loan off in 25 years instead of 30 years.
Exactly.
And that's more money in your pocket regarding the interest.
For sure. So, for example, I recently, after having researched this, I threw down the gauntlet to my particular bank and had a look at, you know, because obviously over a number of years I'd paid more off the home and I thought, let's see about a better interest rate. It was really interesting. So despite all that form filling and whatever else, I've actually decided to go with another bank.
Yes.
So my current bank just, I don't know, they just didn't pull their finger out. They were slack. And so another bank has said, yep, we'll step up, we'll offer you a much better rate. And I made that decision to go, despite these fees, you know what, current bank, you can stick it.
Yeah. And now, with the current bank, probably let's use you as an example. Did you have that conversation with them first?
Absolutely.
You did? And they weren't coming to the party?
Nope. So
and they
weren't
budget sort of thing?
Nope.
So you looked elsewhere?
I just went, come on, you guys, you know, not only have you got my personal money there.
I'm a customer.
You've got my business's money. You've got my clients' trust monies sitting with your bank. You know, it's a pretty big thing. You'd think they'd, you know,
and
try a bit
budge.
Harder, and they couldn't compared to another one. And I thought, you know what, I've given you the opportunity, that's just slack customer service. I'm going to switch despite a few bit of a hassle.
So the other bank had their arms open wide,
they
welcome
said,
you.
Come at me, I'm going to charge, give you much better interest rate. So it
did
worked out that it would be better.
Fantastic. Well, do you have any tips for anyone else thinking about refinancing?
Yeah, look, as I said, review what you're currently paying. Do your research about, you know, banks or lenders. As we talked about, contact your current lender and see what they can do. Mm. Some people also use mortgage brokers. I've used them from time to time. You can get independent valuers and also have a chat to, you know, your local real estate agency just to sort of work out what property market values are as well. Obviously, you know, someone doing a valuation for the bank is very different to someone looking at selling your home or real estate agents.
Mortgage brokers, they're an agent that deals with all financial companies, don't they?
Finance
companies. So they find the best deal, so to speak,
they
don't
do,
they?
Yeah. And they're quite good for, I suppose, people who aren't used to dealing with banks. They get all your paperwork lined up and do the negotiation, which can be quite handy.
Yeah.
But, of course, they get their own benefit out of it.
Of course. Commission there, whatever, you know.
That's it. But I've found sometimes they're good at negotiating with banks, but sometimes you get to the stage where you can just do it yourself.
Sure.
So, you know, sometimes it's good, sometimes, you're fine yourself. So all those things at play. But
I think if you do it yourself, you get educated as well.
You do.
You know what I mean?
I've
and contact
been
dealing with people. And there you go. That's right. So you're now leaving the law industry. You're now going into real estate,
aren't you? Oh, gosh, no. That's one thing I've learned. No.
All
that's
right,
it's an
gun.
Absolute skill. And they
good.
Sure.
So where can I get more information about refinancing my home loan?
Yeah, absolutely. So good to contact your bank, and there's plenty of information on the internet. You can have a chat to mortgage brokers, etc. But it's worthwhile considering it. As we've said, the laws have changed a few years ago to make it a little bit easier for people to get a better deal. So it's worth looking at, particularly at this time where we're all really, really watching our finances.
Yeah.
But if you've got any questions about commercial law, you're welcome to give the team a call at Murrawa Law.
Fantastic. And before we go into the layout of Murrawa Law, banks, in the climate we're living in regarding COVID-19 and people are struggling financially or what have you, I'm thinking you need to be looking after your clients.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. And in your
right.
situation, they didn't.
Yeah, so a lot of banks have, I suppose, processes you can go through if you're struggling, for example, to repay your home loans or personal loans, all those sort of things. There's processes and they assess it on a case-by-case basis, yes. but often it's just a deferral of what you owe them for a period of time until you get back on your feet.
Yes.
But it's really important, as we always say, have those conversations up front. Better off to have the conversation then than later on when you're really in the red and then people aren't so willing to negotiate.
Yeah, true too. All right. My sister, who's Marawa Law?
Marawa Law is a deadly Indigenous legal practice. We specialise in commercial, government and Indigenous law.
Yes.
You've got any questions, give the team a call on 07 404 1300 88. We're just happy to have a chat. If we can't help you on a particular issue, we'll try and find someone who can.
Lovely, beautiful Marawa Law. Leah Cameron, thank you very much. All the best to you and your deadly team.
My pleasure.
Look, stay safe, and we're still amongst COVID-19, and we just need to abide by the rules, don't we?
We do indeed.
All right, all the best, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Trev.
All right, too deadly. Beautiful yarn, Leah Cameron, Marawa Law, and fantastic. The topic there was about refinancing your home mortgage, and is it worth it? So there's all the information. Do due diligence in regarding the fees chat to your so-called bank, current bank, and feel as though if you can do a better deal with them, then fantastic. If not, look elsewhere. You are the customer. They say customer's always right, and it's about a dollar in your pocket is better than somebody else's. So do what you need to do to protect the mule in regard to the cash. All right, your mob, have your say. Yarn up strong. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Too deadly.
National Talk Black.
Yes, welcome back to your daily mob, to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black live, and we are going across the nation thanks to NERS, and we hit the First Nation Radio Station, BBM. You know it. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, to all our traditional owners across the dedicated country. I was welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. So here we are in far north Queensland, and look, pretty safe at this point in time regarding COVID-19. There is a second wave happening in Victoria, and look, we are still doing what we can in regarding keeping safe up here in Queensland, and doors opening up slowly for tourism operators. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Brother Bram Collins on the line. Bram, good morning. How are you?
Trev, g'day. How are you, mate?
I'm fantastic, my brother. Brother, you wear a few hats there. One of the directors of Success with Attitude, motivational speaker, and also with Andara Experience in regard to tourism operator. We got the doors open, so to speak, slightly for business. A second wave happening there in Victoria with COVID-19. How are you sitting in regard to your business, and what's your thoughts regarding COVID-19, my friend?
Well, firstly, hello to everybody out there, and recognition to the TOs right across our beautiful country.
Thanks, Cass.
It has been a very unusual year. It's a year that I bet there's plenty of tourism operators, not only tourism operators, but business people around the country would like to not repeat this again. But it's been very challenging. We, when the lockdown first happened back in March, late March, early April, we had budgeted that we weren't going to trade at all this year. So any trade whatsoever is bonus. So let's just be positive straight up front. We got the door or a jar at our business out in the Gulf Savannah country in about... early June, so about the 12th of June, we had a very soft opening and very restricted due to social distancing and everything. And by the end of June, as the requirements eased a little, we were able to get very, very busy, and we've been flat out ever since. So it's actually turned out to be pretty good. Obviously, it's very concerning because we're primarily a drive market destination, and we get really busy in the winter time, so June, July, August. And most of our people come from the eastern states, so, you know, southeast Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia. So we tend to get most of our visitors. We call them our snowbirders because they come north for the winter. They migrate north with their caravans.
Yes.
Come up here and enjoy the warmer weather, although if you're on the Atherton Tablelands this morning, you might have thought it was too much warmer.
It was chilly up
below
there.
10 degrees and freezing up here.
So, yeah, that's your market for the down south. Yeah, exactly, brother, exactly. Are you concerned regarding COVID-19 and the shutdown of borders in Queensland maybe happening?
I'm not concerned because I can't do anything about it. I'm only concerned about what I can actually have an impact on.
Control, yes.
And everything that we can influence, my team and I have taken every step in the right direction, and of course, number one is our guest safety and our team safety out there at Undara. So we've been very focused on what the requirements are and what we need to do to make sure that not only are our visitors safe, but our team out there as well.
Of course, yes, exactly. And like I said, we are living in a different world, but like I'm picking up there from you, Bram, positive man, yeah, but we only can be in control of what we can be in control of. And no, so, you know, if no that's point, the laws.
You know, there's no point in getting all worked up about stuff that the only impact you can have on it is worry about it. And you know, I got enough to keep me focused without worrying about stuff I can't control.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I got an awesome team of people around us, and we just focus on what we can influence, and let the medical officers determine what we can and can't do based on their knowledge. We're good at what we do, they're good at what they do, and together that should be a good thing.
Exactly. And when we're talking about local businesses, so we're looking at towards local people. If you're getting out and about, if you're going dining or you're going to go stay somewhere, then let's support locals. We can holiday here in Queensland, if that is the case, is what you're saying, and support the local businesses, yes?
Absolutely. Get out there, Ben. But, you know, do it safely. Do
of course.
It safely for yourself and your family, and do it safely for your community. So, you know, all the things they say about social distancing and washing your hands and you know, doing all the right things, just do it. And just make it part of your routine and be conscious of yourself and other people.
Exactly.
And the thing is, if we take the advice that's offered, you know, we'll be through this thing quicker than anything. But it's, you know, it's when people don't follow the advice, and there's thousands of examples out there where somebody's not listening, somebody thinks, oh, it's a hoax,
yes,
or whatever, and they end up dead because of it. Well, it's just crazy. What you need to do is follow the rules, do what they say, and let's get through this and get back to normal.
And at this point in time, the rules are the vaccine at the moment. So we just run with those rules and use that as the vaccine until they find the ultimate vaccine.
Totally. Couldn't agree more.
If you and I
were running this, it'd be pretty simple, wouldn't it?
That's right. Kiss. Keep it simple, Spunky.
yeah, that's it. Kiss.
Exactly. Beautiful. Well, thanks for sharing, my brother. And look, all the best to you and your deadly team out there at Undara. Just give the plug, Undara. What is Undara and where's it situated, brother?
Well, Undara is about 275 kilometres southwest of Cairns here in tropical North Queensland. So if you were to draw a triangle from Cairns to Townsville and then sort of out west, about where the top of the triangle would meet would be about where Undara is. We're sort of west of, say, Cardwell, and we're right on the Savannah Way, or 15k south of the Savannah Way. And Savannah Way is that incredible adventure drive which links Cairns in the east on the Coral Sea through the Gulf Savannah country over to Catherine in the Northern Territory, and then up to Broome in the Kimberleys, and onto the west coast there. So
the top end of this country.
3,700 kilometres of the greatest adventure drive in Australia, mate.
There it is.
And, and you get out there and you're going through real country, traditional country where all the TOs are. And
yes.
I tell you what, they're some of the world's best natural and cultural experiences along that drive.
Beautiful.
You won't get it anywhere else. And we're just one little tile in that huge mosaic picture out there.
Yes.
And we, this is country that we've been grazing cattle on for over 150 years. And we do tours to the Undara Lava Tubes. We're savannah guide operators, so high quality tours. We do events. We'll have a crack at anything. We'll take anyone's money. We're not fussy.
There you go, beautiful brother. Thanks for the plug. All the best, your brother. We'll talk soon, eh?
All the best, and always be positive and look after our kids.
Beautiful. Thank you, Bram Collins. Beautiful yarn there, Bram Collins. Undara, and with Success With Attitude, and just talking about the climate and regarding the tourist industry up here in Far North Queensland amidst the COVID-19. Have your say, your mob. Yarn are strong on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Beautiful track there, would you? Boy, Yilila. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with the funny man now, the Daily Black comedian. We're talking Shawnee Chulbra on the line, and I believe he's got a bodyguard with him. I think in Double D, Dion Drummond, Dion Lee Escovedo Drummond on the line. Very good morning, my brothers.
Hey, good morning, Travs, and all my countrymen up in Cairns there. Hope everyone's having a lovely day today.
Too dearly, brother. Dion, let the mob know who you mob, where you from, cuss.
This is Dion Drummond, black fella from Cairns. I am Bama Murray Blow, Gugu Yalanji, Wooditsi, Waiban, Moa, Erog. That's my mob, Cape York and Torres Straits. But grew up in Cairns playing football with a deadly bloke named Trevor Tim.
Shut your mouth. At the back line, scoring in the corner, my brother. You got Shawnee Chulbra with you as well, is that right, brother?
Yeah, we here at his place. Spend a week out at Blacktown with Mum, Cindy.
Good, big shout out.
And come and see Shawnee here for a couple of days and chill out because we were a little bit tired from all the lockdown and
yes,
COVID business. And
have you been working, Dion?
No, because we haven't had any work since March because all the schools shut down. So I shut down too. This is the longest break ever.
And just paint the picture, the work that you do with these schools, Dion.
Hey?
Paint the picture, the work that you do with the schools.
Well, we do song and dance in the schools, but all of that's been put on hold. Most of my work this year has been pushed back to November, so at least I'll have money for Christmas to come home to Cairns.
Yes. So with that, how are you living on a quid then? Are you on a job keeper or how are you surviving there, brother?
Yeah, the Centrelink give us something, but you know, I've never been Centrelink for a long time. They give us the payment for the COVID.
Yes.
But it's just unusual, you know, because all the time we just accustomed to working.
Exactly, brother, yeah.
For our family and trying to have a comfortable life.
Mm. And so it's put a spin on thing, hasn't it, COVID-19? Look, you need to be staying safe, brother. You're down there in New South Wales and just a border down there from Victoria, and COVID-19 sort of come back in second wave. You're doing things safe as you travel, my brother?
Yeah, we got to wear masks and washing our hand. I'm a little bit tired from washing my hand, but, you know, we got to follow them procedures.
Yes, yes.
It appears that the people in Victoria haven't been following the procedures.
Well, hello. So yeah.
We can go through second phase.
Exactly, brother, exactly. And brother Sean, has he been on the road? Or I believe he started something there.
No, I've also been in the same boat, I guess. Yeah, and the same dinghy as well, you know.
Like same dinghy as well. That's right.
The same dinghy. I've been on the same dinghy. But what's his name?
With one oar going around in circles.
We go around in circles, but also, what is it? You know, you just try and keep busy with TikTok and all that. I seen your video, it blew up, brother, went viral.
Shy individual.
Shy individual. Man, I was like, this is the shyest fella I've ever met, and look at him. He's stepping out of his comfort zone.
That's right, brother. That's right. Too dead to Shawnee. So you haven't been working, brother. So you're home with family, which is great.
Yeah. So I've sort of been doing that, you know, hanging out with the family and that. And then we did a digital video with Rhoda Roberts at the Opera House, me and another comedian named Andy Saunders as well, you know.
So big shout out to Andy Saunders. Where that brother from?
He's from Tyree, Biripi Mob, and all that kind of stuff. And the funniest thing happened to me, I was just after all the, you know, it's still going, but, you know, the BLM, Black Lives Movement, and all that kind of stuff was going on.
Yes.
And protesting and that. And here I pulled up at Gympie, of all places. Gympie is like, it's like the, you know, the epicenter for One Nation kind of area, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and for my old flame there, Pauline Anson. But anyway.
Shut up, Knuckles. Don't look at me, don't come to bed eyes.
You know, if any film director's listening, I actually wanted to write a small film about where they hire like a hitman to take her out, but they hire a Murray to take her out, but he's thinking, take her out. And they go, did he take her out? And he goes, yeah, but he take her out for dinner and all that. Next minute, they fall in love.
It's shut
a love
up.
Story where you got like someone like her, has you, but she's falling in love with this Murray. So I'm auditioning. And from your tape, I want you.
Shut your mouth. There you go. Fall in love. Kiss. Keep it simple, Spunky. I was just talking about that. Because once you go red, then you're not dead. That's what you're saying.
Well, you know, like, you the black, she's the red. We just need something in the between.
Have a yellow baby. That's too deadly, my brother. That's the way of looking at it, you know. And look, comedy is a powerful tool to what's happening in the world. Look, chuck out the laughter. That's a good medicine, isn't it, brother?
Absolutely. And you got to see this. That and Benadryl.
Knuckle.
Remember Bex? That and Bex was the best medicine. It is the best medicine. But what's your name? I remember. Here I was coming back from Townsville. I was up there at a BLM rally up there, all that kind of stuff, and I've seen it on the news. You know, this is what we do. We, you know, we'll hang. You know, we in solidarity of all black people. You know,
sure, yeah, across the globe.
So I pulled up at Gympie Motel. I'm looking for a room for the night, and next one just you know, it seems to me like, you know, like Miglu fella comes out. And I was like, oh, no. You know, and he goes, where'd you just come from? And I go, Townsville, you know? And, you know, and he goes, you know, one of them fellas in trouble up there, eh? I go, no, like that kind of thing. And next minute I'm thinking, oh, no, here we go. I'm in redneck capital.
Yeah, true, here we go, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and next minute he reckons, you know the worst people? I think, oh, here we go. Me and the old fella going to be gone, laughing here like old days, you know? You know, and but he reckon the gubs. And when he said the gubs, I go, the gubs, because what people don't realize, like we say Migaloo, but down south they say gubs for Migaloo people. And I was like, aye. And I was like, how we know this language, you know?
Yeah.
You know, they like him saying Marakai or Kale Mob, you know? Mm-hmm. That kind of thing, you know? And I was like, aye. And next minute I jumped and he goes, yeah, I'm from Biripi Mission, and Biripi Mission is Tyree, and that's where Andy Saunders, that's where I was going with the story,
yeah, thank you. And that's where you go with the story. That's where it all come from. So he must be a relation there, belong to the lab.
he knows the Saunders. His family and their family are all sort of connected, related, all that kind of stuff. And he was like an undercover brother.
Oh, there you go. And you got one chance first impression. The way he came at you, you thought you and him be rolling around there on the floor there at the reception.
I was thinking, it's on. I haven't had a fight since 1981 or 82 at the PCYC Hall in Wellington Street in Townsville at the old boxing. When we all used to box. And that was probably the last fight I ever had. And here we go. And then old mate just goes, man, I'll give you the, you know, room and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, man, they are still kind people out there and good people, you know?
Yes, exactly. Beautiful. That's fantastic, my brother. It's building bridges. Too Deadly, my brother. Listen, you stay safe. Good yarning with you. Love there to Dion. Love to your family there, my brother. And we'll talk soon, my cuss.
I'll put you back onto your man now. I'll put you back onto your man now. Because
knock off.
Hey, can I request Stevie Wonder song?
Stevie Wonder song. Let me chase it up for you, my brother. Any particular song there, Gun?
I'll just put it out for Mum and all the aunties. Stevie Wonder, I just called to say I love you.
Too Deadly. One love, my brother. You take care. All the best to you.
All right. Thanks, Cuss.
See you, Cuss. A Deadly Yarn there, Dion Drummond, and also Shawnee Chulbra, Funny Man, and they requested a song there with Stevie Wonder. I can hear your daily program, National Talk Black.
Hey, what you doing, your mum? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
No New Year's Day to celebrate, no chocolate covered candy hearts to give away, no first of spring, no song to sing. In fact, here's just no April rain, no flowers bloom, no wedding Saturday within the month of June. But what it is something true, made up of these three words. No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night, no autumn breeze, no falling leaves, not even time. No Libra sun, no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what it is, so old, so new, to fill your heart. Just call to say I love you.
there. Beautiful voice. Stevie Wonder just called to say I love you. That was from Dion Drummond there. Big shout out there to all his family after he's having a daily yarn with him and Shawnee Chilbra. They're both down there in Sydney, and Dion's visiting Shawnee, staying a few days there with the brother, and it's good to be talking with those daily brothers. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarning with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. We go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. You can have your say. We're calling on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up with a daily brother by the name of John Brogdon. He's with Lifeline Australia. Just talk about the climate that he works in regarding looking after all the people out there who need help and support. John, very good morning. How are you?
I'm well, mate. How are you, Trev?
I'm well. Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, mate, Lifeline Australia, thank them very much for the work they do looking after all Australians. And how are you travelling in regard to COVID-19, especially Victoria with the second wave?
Yeah, look, we're doing okay. We've had a really alarming increase in calls coming out of Victoria. So if I can take you back about 10 days, so not this Sunday past, the one before when the government started locking down those public housing high-rise towers in suburban Melbourne, and that's even before they started talking about locking down the city and in the whole state, we saw an immediate increase in our calls by 22%. And that's extraordinary, just out of Victoria, and that's clearly in reaction to that second lockdown. So
yes.
People are doing it tough. I think particularly in those public housing blocks originally, you had people who were on lower incomes or on welfare with other health issues, mental health issues and the like, so they were going to do it tough in the first place. And of course, it was always very... We forget these things because there's so much happening, Trevor.
Yes.
It happened very quickly, very quickly. So all of a sudden, you know, you were due to go and see a doctor on Tuesday and the next thing you weren't leaving home for 6 weeks. So
the lines go hot at Lifeline Australia.
They do. And so from that perspective, thank God we're there to help people. But
exactly.
I guess what it means... The two big concerns I have over the next few months is if we have any other lockdowns, and I'm a Sydney person, so I think if we had Sydney or New South Wales lockdown, we'd have the same sort of thing happen, and that would begin to worry people around the country. And the other thing is I'm very worried about what happens when JobKeeper comes off, because there's no doubt that JobKeeper has kept people going,
sure,
and has kept them going financially and physically and mentally. But if all of a sudden that stops and people are on their own without, a Zach, in those situations, I think we could face a real increase in people's mental health problems, and that'll come through to Lifeline, and it could even come through to increased suicides.
Yeah, look, it puts the pressure on the mind as we speak in regard to the thought process, you know. No light at the end of the tunnel, four walls caving in, panic stations, and that was creates, you know, the phone call to Lifeline Australia.
Well, that's right. And we're all human. And yes, what we find through these things when they happen, and look, well, I said these things when they happen, this is so new to us. These things don't happen regularly in a place like Australia. But what we are finding is it's not only the people who you think would be stressed or upset. It's people who usually get through these situations easily and don't get stressed and don't get depressed and don't get worried. So what we're finding is this is hitting people you'd think it would hit, sort of people who you'd be predictably think would be stressed and worried about it. But it's also hitting other people who usually sail through tough times. And for them, look, it's hitting us from every other direction. And, you know, one person in the household might keep their job, but the other person might lose it. So, you know, that puts stress and pressure on the person who's kept their job, and on the list goes. So I guess what I'm trying to say, Trevor, this is coming at us from every angle. I don't think anyone, none of us predicted this. We've done okay in Australia trying to deal with it. We can be pretty proud compared to other places in the world.
Yes.
But we're not through to the end of it. And I've always been worried also that even when we do get to the end of it, people's mental health will continue to be an issue for months and years afterwards because...
Well, we're talking the scar process, aren't we, you know, and to what has happened. And people can't see the light in the tunnel. It leaves a scar, so to speak, and panic stations.
It does, and you might be okay, if you know what I mean. Your circumstances might be okay, but it's your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, brother, sister, whatever it might be, that their circumstances aren't, and that they need a lot of help that bears down on you and, you know, makes your life tough as well. So, you know, I saw a figure the other day, which was good that people are being honest, but alarming at the same time, that says that unemployment's really about 13%. Well, that's depression-era stuff, you know, that we haven't seen that in Australia forever, and that's a lot of people. And when when you have a recession like that, guess what happens? People don't lose their, only lose their jobs, they lose their houses, they lose their marriages, and in some cases they lose their lives. So we're very keen. I think we're keeping people going. I think we're doing well. Our calls are up, but we've also got more people answering the calls and more capacity to take calls. But
yes,
there's a real worry. The worry is if there are more lockdowns, and the worry is how we come off the JobKeeper thing and how many people find themselves on a really bad direction as a consequence of that.
John, I think it puts a spin on the so-called affirmation, we are all in this together. And so that's why we as Australia need to reach out for each other, you know, in support and your neighbour, so to speak, and little things like that can go across the country and bring us together, yes?
That's exactly right. Yeah, you know, we are. And it's why, you know, Trevor, we can all make a difference. We can all reach out to someone we know who might be doing it tough, just a phone call, or if you can have a cup of tea with them, or if you can catch up with them and have a chat. That'll make a difference in their day, and it might be the only voice people hear. You know, we find this all the time at Lifeline, believe it or not. You know, often we are the only voice that people speak to all day.
Sure.
And it's somebody they don't know, a stranger from Lifeline. And you might have people who are doing it tough, and you will make a massive difference. You will lift their day and their week by giving them a buzz,
exactly,
giving them a chat and seeing how they are. So we can all play a role. You're right, we're all in this together. But we can all do something about it together.
Well, if you look at it, that then creates a mental pandemic as such. By you making that phone call, is the vaccine, is the cup of tea, you know, is the medicine, so to speak, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, the world moves pretty quick these days. And yes, maybe a text is better than nothing. But I'll tell you what, a phone call or a cup of tea never goes out of fashion.
Exactly. The Lifeline number there, please, John?
13 11 14, and it's 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. Every hour of the day, we're there for you on 13, 11, 14.
Beautiful. 13, 11, 14. Thank you for the yarn, my friend. You take care. Stay safe. And you, we'll be yarning soon, John.
Look after yourself.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. That's John there, John Brogdon, the CEO of Lifeline Australia, and just touching base in regard to the mental capacity for all Australians. And if you fill in that way, line 131114, number again, 131114, that's the number you need to call. Just for a yarn, and there's people there at the other end of the phone who'll take your call and have that conversation with you. Stay safe, you mob. We are in the pandemic, yes, and we need to do what we need to do by keeping safe. Look out for each other. We are all in this together is the phrase. So do run with that deadly phrase. Have you say yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Deadly numbers 1-800-422-416.
binning at all.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live in First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, the winter program launched last week for Year 12 students will provide a new pathway for equitable access to university. This is Gateway Winter Program and preparing students for HSC success at University of New South Wales, Sydney, and the enrichment. Well, Year 12 students from across New South Wales logged into experience New South Wales' first digital outreach program from 6 to 10 July, and the week-long academic enrichment program provided important HSC revision and exam preparation to students from low socioeconomic status (SES) backgrounds and from disadvantaged schools. Almost 200 of the more than 850 students who attended from a regional New South Wales and 22 identify as Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islanders. We're going to catch up a yarn from Samantha Skinner from University of New South Wales on the line. Sam, good morning. How are you?
Well, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well.
Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you very much for coming on. Your position there with the University of New South Wales, Sydney, please.
So I work with the Access and Equity team as part of the Division of Equity, Diversity and Inclusion, and part of my role is to manage and implement the Gateway Admissions Pathway to UNSW.
Fantastic. And I like the word inclusion and inclusion of students, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, with this fantastic new winter program. So tell us about it and how it went. Thank you.
Sure. So the Gateway Winter Program, as you mentioned, was UNSW's first 100% digital outreach activity. We hadn't initially intended for it to be digital and online, but thanks to the COVID
pandemic
situation,
we... Blessed are the flexible, Sam.
Yeah, indeed. As a unintended benefit, we were actually able to extend the winter program from what was going to be a fairly small on-campus experience for Year 12 students to eventually reach more than 800 Year 12 students across New South Wales, which has been quite remarkable. So over the course of that week, students participated in some HSC revision sessions with our program partner Inspire Ed and Cluey Learning. And they also met with current UNSW students and staff to talk about the challenges of getting to university and how to overcome those. We know that access to university is really difficult for students who might be the first in their family to look towards university education, and we really want to see them represented at UNSW and elsewhere.
So when you look at the visit or the communication with the students, the insight, the vision, so to speak, it helps put the light at the end of the tunnel in regard to their pathways, you know, like if they can see it, they can believe it, so to speak, and they can work towards it and navigate right through to getting to the front door, so to speak. So a great tool, yes?
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, for students who know other people who've been to university, who've come from families where parents have university degrees, it's much easier. But for the students for many students, myself included, you know, we didn't know anyone who'd ever been to uni. We didn't understand the language of university. The application process can be so confusing.
And daunting,
Absolutely, absolutely. It's really important that everybody has access to the information that they need if they dream of coming to university one day, now or into the future.
Sure. And the probably message we're putting across the table is to all young ones out there, go a mile, see a mile. It's a step by step, inch by inch is essential sort of mentality, and the support at university is second to none.
Absolutely. You know, we work closely with our colleagues in the Nirragili Centre for Indigenous Programs at UNSW, and they have historically provided immense support for Indigenous students who choose to come and study at UNSW. And I know that other universities have a lot of support for all equity groups and students who you know, might just need that extra bit of insight and you know, confidence.
Exactly.
To believe that they can tackle higher education.
Look, success breeds success is what I always allude to in regarding progress of life. And when you look at university, well, we look at the students who've gone before them and who are still studying. I mean, they become part of the network as well in regarding the individual success, yes?
Without a doubt. You know, there is nothing more valuable than knowing someone, a cousin, a sister, an aunt, who has studied at university and can give you that inside information on how to do it and how to do it well.
Sure. And then the people who are studying there, working there as in First Nation people, well, they're the ones reaching out for that support of the young student coming through the doors, yes?
Absolutely. You know, and one of the challenges that we're working to address in our work is to grow our own. I know that growing our own is one of the key pillars of UNSW.